Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so very much for joining the Care to Read show. You have your Empress here. I am your advocate, and I am your Maliwa too. I am your mother too. I am here to serve you. And thank you so much for joining us as we continue and embark upon a new subject of Where Are Girls Rising? That's right. We're talking about the accomplishments of our African-American women and women throughout the diaspora. We're talking about their accomplishments. As you know, when we went through the Mayan calendar, we talked about the feminine energy that was embracing our country. And we're going to be talking about more spiritual aspects of the woman this evening, and not only her accomplishments in the boardrooms, but her accomplishments in the home, her accomplishments in the community. Because those are accomplishments that we definitely don't want to oversight. We want to look at those as if they are something that adds to the woman's great success. So as we begin to look at where our women prospering, we will see that they're prospering all over the diaspora. And why don't you join us as we take a station identification and as we take a brief commercial. We'll be back at you in the atmosphere. Hold tight. Welcome back, family, and you're in the Care to Read room, if you care to read. And ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be focusing on our reading. As you know, we're becoming more of an educational classroom, and we are going to be talking more and more about establishing a classroom. As you know, I am a teacher, and I believe that we are going to be talking more about classrooms and courses that are free of charge that you can access. We are going to have an online aspect of a tutoring service that will address the reading epidemic of the illiteracy. And you will be able to find me on another webpage where you can access my reading program for those people who are looking to become more literate. We're not just talking about getting your degree when you can't read. We want to help remediate those people who need the assistance in reading. And that's why we're on this show talking about Do You Care to Read? We are also concerned about those who are not literate because we know many of our people had to die so that we could read good books. And we're not only going to just be talking about reading good books, we're going to be introducing more of our books in the future. And one of the books I would like to introduce you to is your very own Omi's production of a manuscript that is now going to be in print. And that book is talking about the effects that females have on African-American male, coupled with their culture. And about 10 years of research went into that. And I'm sure you're going to find it good reading. A large group of my friends have read the material, said it's good reading, and that it makes for a good supplemental handbook for teachers. And as you know, us teachers have to always look at tools like Leaving No Child Behind. I'd like to also let you understand that that was written primarily because of the illiteracy and their effort to try to get more people reading. They did not want to leave children behind who were not reading. And I'm saying the same thing. We cannot be leaving people behind who are not reading. Everyone must have the opportunity of at least learning how to read. And that's why we're going to put more and more emphasis starting next month on the tutorial packaging and material, those free classes that I will be directing you to, and their literate classes to teach you grammatical, punctuation, as well as writing. Because most of us fall short in those areas, and these are areas that we all can brush up on. I mean, I don't care how good of a writer you are, you could always learn something new, and you could always find some tutorials to help you. So we're going to be getting more into that family, and we're going to focus in on getting ourselves literate and able to read beyond an eighth grade level. And because I'm an educator, I believe in the power of tutorials and education. So therefore, I think every family member should have access and have information about street law. So we are working right now as I speak. I've already spoken to a gentleman about trying to house the street law program in a particular church where numbers of family members could go, get that tutorial material, and learn about family law. And we're going to impress it upon all the churches that you must offer street law to these churches to give them a foundation so they can at least strike the first blow when they're up against a litigation. Right now, we're dumbfounded. We're walking around unprepared, and we're being seized upon because ignorance is no excuse of the law. You must have an understanding of at least how the motions work, how the litigations work, how to write a brief, how to answer an interrogatory. So when you get a document in the mail from someone trying to sue you or for someone trying to seize on your home for foreclosure, what rights do you have and how do you stop that foreclosure and what do you do to go out to get the help you need when you can't afford a lawyer? Do you sit back and allow things just to happen? By deterring from doing anything, it's definitely an indication that you have done something because you defaulted on pursuing the help you need. Now, these lawyers and students that you've heard in this classroom, we are talking to them about a reunion and about them being a part of the solution of helping to create legal aid offices that will help our people to access the law. That's right. We can no longer play this game when we don't have access to the letter of the law to assist us and aid us in complicated cases that never go to trial. We have to be in the game. We can no longer be taking a plea bargain without understanding the full game. And when the judge asks you, did you read this document and did you sign it and do you fully agree with it, half the time those young people are shaking their head to yay and they really don't know the consequences or what's in the body of that document. So it's very important that we have a group of literate people. And being literate, we keep print in our home, magazine articles, and we read everything we get our hands on. And that way, it keeps us literate so we can have a defense organization that will help represent you in the case that you're sued or in a court of law. You have an understanding of how to offset this particular plaintiff that might be pursuing you in a lawsuit. It's very important that you understand you have a right to the law, and you have a right to exercise a right to do pro se. And when you cannot do pro se, go to pro bono lawyers who are giving their service back to the community. Our lawyers are not necessarily out of school yet, but we're talking to these young people, telling them their obligation, and explaining to them they must go back to the hood to give something back. And as you saw last night, when we got into that tangle about the commitment of understanding that our black boys need something different from our black girls, we must first acknowledge the fact that our black boys learn differently than our black girls. You do know that black girls and black boys are different, don't you? You do know that they require something different. Only iron can sharpen iron. And those black boys must embrace a male teacher by the grade of fourth grade, because that's when the fourth grade syndrome of failure sets in. We must introduce them to a male instructor. Now, I said a whole mouthful, and I know you know I can talk on the subject of education for days, but I don't want to get off into those school book tales, telling tales out of school, because I have plenty to give you. But what I want to do is talk about the spirituality of a woman and what accomplishments she has made in the spiritual realm. Now, let me say this for the audience, ladies and gentlemen. Most of you know that I embrace spirituality wherever it is. I acknowledge all of the prophets, and I acknowledge those faiths that have a path towards God. You don't have to have a direct path and tell me that there's only one path to Jesus and there's only one path to God, and the only way you can get to God is through going to Jesus. There's many paths. And most of our African-American women have proved that through their spirituality. And there are a number of different women that are in the Buddhist faith, the Baha'i faith, Islamic faith, that are very, very spiritual. And you cannot denounce that it's true, because those people's lifestyles will be an example of what their religion has been to them. Now, sometimes we get so religious that we're not any earthly good. And I'm not talking about showing off your religion for the heck of showing it off and being a member of this group thinking yourself to be better than someone else. I'm talking about having discernment to discern the spirit and hear what the spirit is saying to you. Now, today, as I talk to some people about us carrying over our rituals and traditions from Africa, I like to carry over that tradition of libation right about now that we brought here from Africa. It is not a Westerner. It came from Africa. And in order to keep the spirit of our ancestors alive, we must keep on pushing on to do our libation, to put rituals back into the black household again and reconnect our ancestors back to the greater circle, because with their strength, we are mighty and a two-edged sword, and we can call our ancestors back, and their melanin we can tap into, and we can accentuate on the melanin and broaden our perspective of being strengthful people, because melanin is what preserves us people. It is not a hue that just gives us a color, but it prevents us from catching all sorts of diseases and strengthens our immune deficiency. So we call on that melanin today that it might strengthen us and give us resilience so that we can bounce back physically. As we come up on our 60th birthday, we know that the new 60 is like the new 50, and we're springing forth. Now, the energy of the feminine energy that we've brought in, it will be one that will be of completion, bringing closure, getting the job done. As you know, a woman speaks very fast because there's many things she's trying to accomplish and bring closure to it. And there's so many loose ends now that we have to bring closure to. So as we go over to the talking cure room, let us be mindful to be prayerful for the woman as she spiritually walks that walk and does that talk, because truly she's like a Shulamite woman believing for things that she can't see. We have to most of the time walk in the faith so that we are conducting ourselves in the spirit, because we know when we're absent from the body, it means we are connected to the spirit. So as we walk this thing through, know that we may plan But God is the best of planners. Why don't you get into God's plan today and ask God to help you walk out that path? And as you begin to look at what spiritual accomplishments have the woman made this year, what spiritual accomplishments has the minority woman made, because she's been held back for so long, and some of her accomplishments have been suppressed and they've been hidden. Now is the time to speak on it, woman. And as we go over to the talking cure area, this is where we do our healing. This is where we use our tools to heal. Every day that we come in this room, the most important thing that I have to give you is a spiritual journey so that you can get on one accord, so that you can take the quiet time in your life, the time where you slip into the gap, where you are not using all your thoughts to worry, but you have a moment of peace where you can commune with God so that you can personally connect with God. This is your opportunity. You ought to do this on a daily basis so you can personally get to know the mind of God and commune with God. And as you begin to do this on a regular basis, you have the ability to draw to you whatever it is that you need, because what problems you have, when you think on God, you draw those things to you that you are desiring. This is how you manifest. Be a manifestive person. When you use God to dwell on, you can manifest anything. Join us as we do our libation. And as we go over to do our libation, I'd like for you to get your preparation ready for your heroes and sheroes, and for those ancestors that have made their transition. They are yet with us, people. They have not left us. And as I offer up libations for Oludulamare, the father of this earth, the black god that we know, and the only name that we know for the African god, oh, we call on the name of Oludulamare, Ashe. I like to call on the name of my mother spirit, Yamenja, and I say Ashe to my mother, Clara Jenkins, Ashe. I like to call on the name of Obatala in the spirit of my father, Robert Jenkins. I acknowledge him, my father's spirit, and I say Ashe. I pour libation to the east, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say Ashe. I like to light a candle for my mother's spirit that she might be guided back to the greater circle. I like to light a candle for my father's spirit that he might find his way back here also. And I say, I stay. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable, O Lord, in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, on thee do I wait, and on thee do I beseech for help. Guide us on the path of righteousness, not upon the path of those who have gone astray, but on the path which is of righteousness. And we ask you today, Father God, that you will begin to allow the black woman to be in your plan. Though she may have been smited, and though she may have been put down, though she may have been denied of her rights, today we admonish the African woman and put her in a proper spiritual perspective place. She is the spiritual side of God, we know. And we today will make it plain that her spiritual accomplishments have been many. And because of her spiritual accomplishments and her clairvoyant ability to see into the lives of others, her ability to use wisdom and good judgment, we declare that she too is a god, and that we know that the only thing that can produce after its own kind must be a womb. And the womb of the woman, it is held in high esteem. And today we acknowledge the womb of the woman, and we say that because her having the womb, she is truly a goddess, and we acknowledge her today for her spirituality and her many accomplishments in the spirit realm, not necessarily in a materialistic world, because we know that spirit is eternal. Material is temporal. Help us to be spiritual, Lord. Help us to be seeking after all things that are spiritual. As we seek after those things that are spiritual, we know that we have eternity. And we thank you for every household being represented here today, that you may cast out imagination, cast down imagination, and that you may make women a manifester of what their desires are, and that because they seek after you, God, they will have a heart after your own kind. And we say, Ashe, so be it, so let it be done. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have need, you are to tap into the spirit today, because the energies of our ancestors, Shekez Diop, is here today. Nina Simone's spirit is here today. Joe Lewis' spirit, that knockout spirit, is here today. Dr. Carruthers' spirit is here today. We know that Elijah Muhammad's spirit is here today. Martin Luther King's spirit is here today. And we know that we are capable of tapping into those energy powers, and that their spirit will remain with us. They have not left us. Energy cannot die, nor can it be recreated. It can only dissipate. So we are being frequency and energy, ratified energy and fire. We know that our spiritual energy will never die. And as we tap into that energy today, allow us to remember who we once were, when we walked in the spirit realm, women, and that our words and the meditation of our hearts came about because of us being able to believe like a Shulamite woman, believing in a mustard seed, something so small we could not see. But the faith of a woman is what leads a nation. And we know that our spiritual capabilities and what has gotten us thus far. And then we are not to collect goods and put them in places where moths can reach and attain to them. We are to hold on to those spiritual moments. And this day we talk about our spiritual accomplishments. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say for the record that every woman has a spiritual nature, and that we are the feminine side of God's nature. And anyone that knows that women love the Lord, they can go to any church at any given time and find that church filled with women who are pretty much running the doggone thing. Like it or not, men, we're pretty much running the doggone thing, because I know about something about running a church, because I helped to start one, and I'm a founder of one where we started with 13 people. And we wore every hat that we had to wear in order to get that church up and running. We love the church. And I don't care what you become, African spirituality, Islamic, we love the church because we love the brethren. And because we love the brethren, we've had much patience for the brothers to come back to their good senses. And they're going to come back to their good senses. They're temporarily anesthetized now, and they try to suppress their pain through all types of addiction and barbiturates because they hurt so much. But has anyone thought about the pain that women have had to go through when she had to carry the family, when she had to maintain the family and keep the family alive? No, they have not. They have not looked at any of her spiritual accomplishments. She has literally had to become God in order to sustain and endure the great pressures that have been placed upon her. Now, the accomplishments that I like to talk about that women have had today in keeping our religions alive, as you can look over at the Brazilians and the Cubans and see that they've maintained for centuries our traditional African religion that they brought over from Africa. They have taken that religion and hidden it in their bosom, in their spirit, in their psyche, and they have reproduced after their own kind, even without books, textbooks, pens and paper. They have reproduced the call and response songs. Songs like, ah, I love the Lord because he heard, he heard, he heard my cry. I love the Lord because he heard, he heard, he heard my cry. The call and response song, they created that in the church to send a message to old Methuselah. So when she went out into the wilderness to go to that next slave station, she knew exactly where to go and where to freshen up and find help. The call and response were created in the wilderness, and they worked with these churches, and these churches were women. They were the churches. Now, as you can remember back, Africans could not attend church with their white masters in large, massive numbers. There were so many of them that only those in the big house could attend church with their master. So they decided to build church houses on the base where the slave camps was. So as they got to have their own churches, they were able to sing some of these African songs and chants without master being too furious about what they may conjure up. They didn't forget to bring the saints with them. They brought the saints with them, and they asked the Cubans to protect their saints and to cover their names. They brought their African saints with them, and as you know, the Catholics believe in saints too, so they maintain those saints so that those lower expressions of God would not be harmed, and they could still utilize them and practice in their faith in the Christian churches, but yet they were practicing African spiritualism. So what is a spiritualist, you say, Omi? One that doesn't need a book from a church. One that doesn't need a scripture. She just knows because the Spirit has given her the words of what to say. The Spirit has revealed to her in her groanings and moanings, and the Spirit has called her. Now, I'm calling on those moaning women today. I'm calling on the moaning women who in their groanings and moanings can hear from the Lord and get a word from the Lord without a book or scripture. Now, this is unique beyond all types of accomplishment for you to be able to see and to know and have confirmation of something without books or without teaching or tutelage. This is truly the Spirit, and this is an accomplishment for women who can see into the lives and the future of others without having an inclination other than from the Creator. These are accomplishments. Those spiritual women like Fannie Lou Hamer, who said she was sick and tired of being sick and tired, and it was now time for her to do something. And when a woman gets sick and tired, you better believe she's going to do something. She's not going to hold up the caravan with filibustering and carrying on. She's going to do something. So why not have a woman at the side of the president who is sick and tired and ready to do something, because she'll sign that document, she'll approve that inventory, she'll open up that gate, she'll make that decision because she has God behind her encouraging her to go for it, because if she can only make up 40%, he will make up the 60%. So in other words, you're saying only that the woman is God? That's exactly what I'm saying. You have been looking at God all along and never once realized why a woman could perfect herself in such a manner and carry the load and tote that veil just like the sister said, if ain't I a woman, if I can carry and tote that veil, ain't I a woman? Because the strength the woman had to have in order to come here and do what she's doing, she had to be a bit of a God to do it. So in introducing you to the new woman, I want you to see her as a god, because truly her spirituality has wanted her to become a god. She is not the god in the sky who created the universe. She's not even the ocean. She is but a drop of water is to that ocean, to that vast ocean. She's made up from the same element. So if a woman is made up from the same element of a god, then you must acknowledge that she has within her loins the capability of carrying out and executing the things that God does. So why isn't she in the arena of making the decisions politically? Why isn't she in the arena of working with states, symbols, and creating legislature? Why isn't she heavily placed in these capacities? And what is the problem? The problem is whenever you do something, you must have duality. That is why our system is broken down. You cannot have a man there with his rib missing and thinking he can carry this thing out. You must place that rib back next to his side if she truly is his best and better half. That couple must work in duality to make for a good leadership. We must start looking at doing things in duality, and we must create examples of duality throughout the nation. Wherever we go, we must have a Michelle Obama together representing duality, our Lion King and our goat together. We must create those examples throughout the nation, because what good is it to have a king without a queen? And what good is it to have a prince without a princess? We must understand the Africans did things in duality. And whatsoever they did in duality, it accomplished that which is intended, because a god will always have his entourage with him. That is why he said, let us make man in our own image. He was not talking to the man when he said this. He was talking to the woman. Because truly God has to reside with a woman in order to get the job done. Because when a woman gets sick and tired, she gets the job done. And what I'm trying to tell you, family, is that we must look at this thing clearly now, not with jaundiced eyes, but with clear vision, and understand that our nation is headed for a new type of lifestyle. And because we've ushered in 2013 now, we must be looking for new examples of how to do things better. And as we look for new examples, when we look back into the ancient days and saw that they had rulership for over 45,000 years of good rulership, and the ancient Mayas had good rulership, what did they have that we don't have now? They had duality. They had kings and queens ruling together. No lesser gods in rulership, but equal partnership. And so when we see equal partnership, does that mean that, woman, you will submit to the man and be two steps behind her? Or does that mean you will sedate yourself and I will just cover your head and you will have no job and no role? No. It means that the woman has a role to play. And the man has a role to play. But we're all outside of our roles today. We're confused about what our roles are. And we don't realize that when we tell someone that you can be married and be the opposite or same sex, we don't have the right to legislate who we love. Love falls upon us, and this anesthesis we have no control of. But you truly have to understand that we've got to explain that you can love a person without having to be intimate with them. We've got this thing, love, all backwards, too. Everyone that we have Google eyes for, that doesn't mean it's time for you to go to bed with them, because you have agape love and you have an essential love. We must get our love category together and realize that every one of these people that are falling in love are not fit to be married. You can love someone from afar, from a distance. But we have to understand it's okay to have love in our life. It's okay to love someone. Love is a beautiful thing. And we must talk about how the brethren love one another. You see how they love one another, that they would know us by the way we loved each other. Not by because we decided to get married and we're the same sex. It's because of the love. And love will cover a multitude of sins. Now, you say that the woman is God. Yes, I say the woman is God, and I'll continue to say that it's my decision and I'm sticking to it. What other thing can bring birth into this world other than a woman? She must be a God if she can reproduce after her own kind. Now, what is the gift that these women are bringing you, say, Omi, and what accomplishments has she made? Spiritually, we're working on one right now. We're holding Mother Nature back from destroying the earth. We are telling Mother Nature it's not time yet. We're pleading with Mother Nature, and we're sending our prayers out into the atmosphere so Mother Nature can restrain herself from taking revenge on the earth. Women are in positions to call a thing out and decree a thing, and they're also able to sustain a thing and prevent things from happening through our energy and our presence in a situation. However, ladies and gentlemen, you ought to take your proper places. Women all over the world, stand up and take your spiritual vow, because you are holding that family together. You are holding this nation together. When a woman goes to work, when she gets her salary, 75 to 80% of her salary recirculates back into the community. That does not happen when a male makes a salary. His funds do not recirculate in that community like a woman does. It takes a woman to change her whole family around. When she gets the opportunity to prevail, she takes a lot of her posse and her tribe with her. She does not prevail on her own. Now, if that's not a God, I don't know what is. But I'm not just talking jogging. I'm talking green light specials here, baby. And it's time for you to get in line for some of these green light specials. And the green light specials is when you know you're amongst the gods, then you begin to act in a different manner. So you are amongst the gods, and the gods are here present and accounted for on this earth. And it's time to put them in position to carry out a mission that can change the course of this earth. We're suffering because we don't know any better, and we're suffering because of the capacity of them suppressing women. Do not suppress a woman, because you're suppressing God. If you want God to show up in your life, then release the woman. Release the crackling and let her go forth and watch her clean up this earth and watch her change the course of humanity, because she brings love with her. She brings forgiveness with her. She brings justice with her. As justice cry out in New York City, she stands there with a torch in her hand, singing in New York City. In New York City, there stands a lady, proud and tall above all else. And all who sees her know just what she stands for. She stands for liberty for you and me. And I am proud to be called an American, to be named by the home and the free. I will honor my flag, but I'm gonna trust in God. Oh, at my statue of liberty. That's right. She stands there as the Statue of Liberty. Let her be the guide, and let her be the mission to show you that spiritually we've made many accomplishments, and they must be accounted for, and they must be pointed out. Spiritually, they have become monumental things that women have not gotten credit for today, and we want to point them out. We want you to acknowledge them, because truly you have gods among you. Let the gods take their proper places and stand up and take your bow, because we are the gods today, women. You are winners.
Y'all ready?
Let's go out of here with you are winners. Are you ready? Thank you so much.
Say yes.
And join us on the trip. Again, on the 5th of March, we will be interviewing one of our prominent young ladies in the neighborhood of marketing record recordings. So please join us, and thank you so very much. And do have a great evening. And we say, oh, double and Baba Booey to you, y'all. Goodbye.
Oh, my.